The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Here's the thing. The kid gets an allowance, right? She gets an allowance for doing stuff that she should already do, right? Like, walk her dog. Get up on time. And we tell her, like, yo, you don't do this stuff, your pay's going to get docked. She's like, why? Why? Because you ain't doing your goddamn job. Why do we have to tell you to walk your dog?
He doesn't listen. Okay, so dogs. You know they have the whole little pack thing, like, oh, different ranks and whatnot?
Yeah.
You guys are above him. He knows that. Uh-huh. He listens to you. He doesn't listen to me. I'm below him for some reason. He does not listen to me. It's so aggravating.
You be like, BMO. He be like, man, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'll be over there when I get over there. And if I happen to pee on the floor in the meantime, you gonna clean that shit up too, right? And you be like, yep, I gotta clean it up. Yo, what up? Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Hard. Have a very special guest, guys. The youngest guest that has ever debuted on this show. There's a lot of nepotism going on because I didn't invite her here. Her mom did. But she's here, you know what I'm saying? And she evidently is not going to leave until we get this out of the way. I feel like this is a power control, a thing to see who gets to make the rules in the house because she's already taller than me. So now I feel like this is a weird edition of Are You Smarter Than a 10th Grader? Ladies and gentlemen, the kid is here on Wording Is Hard. You gonna do the soft voice the whole time? You nervous? You got your hair retwisted, it's all cut now you nervous? Nah, you gotta come with it now. How you doing? How you enjoying homeschooling?
I hate it.
You hate it?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's stressful.
How's it stressful? You barely even get dressed.
Okay, true, but the teeth are just
Oh, word it is.
Don't do that.
Okay.
The teachers, it feels like they just give work because they're bored and they have nothing else to do. They get like 5 assignments in one day.
Oh, yeah?
Because they can.
Yeah. I mean, gotta give y'all something to do. If y'all didn't have nothing to do, y'all be running crazy. You would be driving me and your mom crazy.
But we wouldn't be bothering them.
Yeah. But y'all still gotta learn. Do you feel like you're gonna be prepared to graduate high school after this? I'm not paying for college if that's your attitude. I just want you to know that right now. You better get ready to go to trade school. You ready to lay some carpet? Don't take that a nasty way, you perverts. Why do you know what that means?
Context clues.
Oh my God. We gotta cancel HBO immediately. Anyway, we're about to get this episode started. I don't know if you've ever watched a whole episode. She doesn't watch my stuff. She doesn't think I'm funny. What?
Never said that. I've never said that I didn't think you were funny.
Do you follow me on Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, okay. When did you start?
I did it before because I wasn't supposed to have social media, so I didn't follow you until
so
you
wait,
guys
wait, wait,
found
hold
out.
On, hold on. How long have you fucking had social media?
7th grade?
Oh, you hear this shit? You hear this shit? And she be cussing. Listen, I respect the fact that she won't cuss with us. But we try to let her cuss. Like, Mo, say motherfucker real quick. She be like, ah, no. Oh, my God. Oh, I would never do anything like that. Go through a text message. These motherfuckers got me fucked up. I be like, but, oh, look at you right here. I do respect the fact that she doesn't say nigga. The kid doesn't say nigga at all. She's so much better than me and her mom. Because I'd be like, nigga, shut up. But she's like, K-pop. Well, this is how the show goes. We have 5 rounds, 5 index questions, 5 difficult words. We're trying to figure them out, how to pronounce them correctly, and then what the definition of that word is. We also have Maya back here, who is the teacher. She's going to keep us on track and let us know if we pronounce the word correctly or incorrectly. You got it? Get it? Got it good. Ready to get it going? Mm. Let's get it going. Oh, I thought you had a friend. We're in fucking competition.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go.
Round 1.
First round.
Ooh, have fun.
The word is ACANTHAMOEBIASIS.
Well, I thought this was a fucking sentence with just the words put together. I was like, hey, I can't be over there. You know what that is?
Definitely.
You just lie like your mother.
Yup.
You just lie with your lying ass mouth. Acanthamoebiasis.
Acanthamoebiasis.
Wait a second. Acanthamoebiasis?
Yes.
So that O and that E right there, they ain't making an O. Mo sound, like mo. It's just gonna go with me. That's a silent O.
It's I'm a silent
I'm
O.
Sick of, I'm sick of English. Completely sick of it. You understand me? It's words. I mean, sentences on the back of the words to give you, like, contact clues for what it is, because we're trying to figure out the definition. Is. You got that, too? You got because I know you don't watch the show. You don't love your dad.
They get it. They got it. They got it.
You see what I'm saying? How she acts like her mama? After my cousin came down with acanthamoebiasis. Biasis. What is it?
Acanthamoebiasis.
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 Acanthamoebiasis. From swimming in the lake. I only swim in pools or the ocean. Oh, easy. Something you catch by swimming in the lake. Like a little disease, little parasite that makes you sick. You come down with acanthamoebiasis from swimming in, like, lakes and natural bodies of water.
Correct. Close enough. It's an infection by amoebas.
I didn't come here to play.
Struggled for quite a while.
Stand up real quick so I can push you down.
If I stand up, I'm going to be taller than you.
You're the only one that always bring it up. Because they always say I'm the only one to bring up her height. Y'all just heard that shit.
I only bring it up when you do that.
If I stand up, I'm going to be taller than you. You heard that shit. They always swear I'm the one that always brings it up. Now, what's your little funky ass word?
The word is procrastration.
Procrastruism? Procrastruism.
Correct.
Good job, babe. So proud of you.
She hides her procrastruism under a guise of being a good friend. So, like, she's not a good friend in disguise. Like, she, like a...
So you do. You just said the sentence backwards, or?
Yep. I'm not good at explaining things. No.
It's okay. But hey, you got the word right. Look at you. You know?
Yeah. It's something.
It's my baby.
It's procrastination by helping others.
Never got that one?
No.
Really?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Round two.
All right. I don't want that word. Jesus. You see that? This is what they do to me. Every episode. You should have seen your mother's episode. You saw it? Did you see your mom's episode? You were sitting right there because you were filming it. You were in the room while we were filming. Did you see that episode?
No, I didn't see it.
It's not like we filmed these things all in the same day, guys.
Not at
Shit.
All.
Shit. She drove up here on her own, even though she's not old enough to drive up here on her own.
I mean, I am.
Huh?
Almost. Real close.
You don't even want to drive.
I don't.
Why?
Don't know.
I was 15.
Just seems like a lot of work.
Pressing the gas and brake and turning?
But you gotta pay for stuff, too.
Like what?
Like gas.
Yeah. That's how the world works.
Then you gotta get out of the house and go to the car.
The word is PATICCASAMUPPADA.
All right, here we go. You hear me? She's in the room, guys. That went to her. Don't look at me while I curse your mother out, all right?
Oh, you did so much already.
Don't say that.
I've seen
say
it.
That. Say that in front of the camera. We have a perfect image.
Do we?
Patika Samubada.
Correct.
Seriously?
Patika Samubada.
Oh, shit. Genius level shit. Stuff. The baby's here.
You, okay.
What you just say?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well, I didn't fucking think so. Mm. He hiked to the top of the mountain. To the great monastery to ask the wise one to explain the nature of, I'm not about to try to say it again or guess this, what this is. I'll take my point for the word. Well, what does the definition mean?
It's a Buddhist doctrine of interdependence that all dharmas arise in dependence upon other dharmas, that we're all connected in that way.
There's more.
She's still going. Ain't no way I would have got that. I would have got that. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Kids, it's on you.
The word is LUMPENPROLETARIAT.
Lumpen.
Yeah? Your mother's sitting right over there. Give her an evil eye. Hey, whisper in my ear what you want me to say to her. What cuss words you want to use?
It could be the loo or lum.
You could.
I hate English so much.
Say it in Korean.
Don't do that. Okay.
Say it in Korean.
I barely know how to say good morning. Okay. Lumpen proletariat. Yeah. Sure.
It's very close.
That's very close.
You not?
Lumpen proletariat.
I got the art right.
Yeah, you got that part right. You got the art right.
I'll take that.
You take that. Cool.
He spent thousands on extra security to keep the out of his club.
You are the perfect mixture of me and your mom. You bail like me and you see it through like her. Ah, it's great.
It's a really bad person. That's what I'm going to go with. A bad person or thing. I'm not good at explaining things.
I'm going to go ahead and just blame your teachers for this right there.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maya?
It is the riffraff.
Bad something.
Well, what is riffraff? Because I would consider riffraff to be bad, too. I'm not going to hold you.
It sounds like...
Like, I don't want riffraff in my apartment complex. If I see people riffraffing, hey, cut out all that riffraff. This is the place to be riffraffing at. There's a riffraff place across the street. This isn't that place.
It's like the social underclass, like poor people.
Oh.
Round three.
Listen, I absolutely love eating. Oh, it's one of the best things to do in life, but I tell you what I don't love, and that's going to the grocery store, which is why I do love HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door. You don't even have to go nowhere. With HelloFresh, I get easy, no-contact delivery straight to my doorstep. It makes it super easy and super fun to cook dinner for my family. Look at this. You see what I'm whipping up right here? Cut up these ingredients, baby. Woo-hoo! I am chefing right now. HelloFresh has something for everyone. Everyone in your family will love you. 20-minute meals, you got vegetarian meals, you got low-calorie meals, you got kid-approved recipes, and more. And they make everything easy. Listen, you can change your delivery day, you can change your meal plan, you can even go on pause for a week, all through accessing the app.
It doesn't get any easier than that, people. If you like to eat the way I like to eat, you need to be signed up with HelloFresh. Listen, I want everyone to take advantage of this right now. So I'm going to read this verbatim. Go to HelloFresh.com/wording80. That's 80, W-O-R-D-I-N-G, 80. And use the code wording, W-O-R-D-I-N-G, 80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. Come on. Free shipping? $80 off? You ain't got no reason not to try. So again, go to HelloFresh.com/wording80. That's W-O-R-D-I-N-G 80. And use the code wording80. W-O-R-D-I-N-G 80 to get $80 off and free shipping. Listen, take the stress out of eating. Enjoy your food.
Round three.
Here we go.
The word is anticomarianite.
Hold on, wait. Antidicomarinate. Marinite. Antidicomarinite. Antidicomarinite.
You left out one letter there. It's antidicomarinite.
Oh, man. No! That's fine. That's fine. I want you to see how to be a good loser, okay? I'll take that. Now I'm going to look on the back to try to figure out the definition of. You say what now? You say what? What you say now?
After all the times you've lost, I'm sure you've trained enough.
Hey, turn the cameras off for a second when I talk to my daughter. Her mother called her a suitor. Wait, what? Her mother called the suitor a heathen because he came from an anti-dicomarianite section of Christianity, and she forbade him, her to marry him. Forbade him to... You know, he ain't really that marrying type, even though he went to church. But he was a CEO Christian. That's Christmas, Easter, and other holidays. CEO Christian. So she was like, yeah, he ain't the marrying type or anti-dicomarianite.
No.
Cool.
It's Christians who believe that Jesus' younger siblings were the natural children of Mary and Joseph.
Jesus had siblings? I never heard Jesus having siblings. Did y'all hear that? Where's that in the Bible?
Never.
You ever heard of that? I ain't never heard of that. I was the only child. I mean, who would have kids after Immaculate Conception? You ain't had to get no stretch marks for real or nothing like that. She probably ain't have to deal with none of that. God ain't gonna hit her with no stretch marks if he gave her a baby on the strength and she carried it for 9 months. He can't give her no stretch marks after that. Just as a solid. Y'all don't think?
The word is dimerciptosuccinic.
She right there. Tell her how you feel about it. Push it down.
Dimercaptosuccinic.
Succinic.
Succinic. You forgot that one C in there.
Don't like that.
You don't like that one?
The word acid has been used medically since the 1950s. Too bad ancient Rome didn't have it. So it's like a medicine. Like I said, because it's medical. I'm not good at explaining
it. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Medicine.
It's a medicine used to treat lead poisoning.
Okay, the lead poison thing I would not have gotten, but I said medicine.
What? Remember in the Cosmos, Neil deGrasse Tyson explained that Rome suffered.
She don't watch.
Okay.
I know who it is,
yeah.
Just don't know.
Yeah, she don't watch.
Round four.
Don't go nowhere. Okay. You gonna walk away?
Wow.
This is what I have to deal with every time we shoot. She does this because she thinks it's funny. Y'all see? Do y'all see this?
The word is CYCLOPENTANOPERHYDROPHENANTHRENE.
She's trying to embarrass me in front of my daughter, make it seem like I can't read. You said what now?
I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
No, go ahead and say what you was gonna say.
It's
go
okay,
ahead.
It's okay.
No. Christmas is so close. Go ahead and say what you was gonna say.
You don't need somebody else to embarrass yourself.
I don't need somebody else to embarrass myself. Okay. Christmas. Canceled. Okay? Canceled for you too. Shoe program. Y'all gonna be in Pelican Bay when I get done with you. I'm finna nail this shit. Watch this. Mm-hmm. I don't believe. Cyclone. Penta. Nofrin hydrofin. Finanthrain. But I messed up this one part. It's not Nofrin, it's Noper. Cyclopenta Noper hydrofinanthrain.
Correct. Sounded
out. I like the. Thank God, the head of my life, for just giving me the patience to deal with her mom, who is no longer my wife. She's just her mom. And I won't refer to her as my baby mama because I respect her, but I also can't stand her for giving me this word. So, you know, saying no disrespect to you, but your mom's a creep.
Okay.
He filed a patent for, I'm not saying that shit. The word compound he discovered in college. Filed a patent for I don't know, bro. Like, why would I? You know what I'm saying? You gotta ask yourself that question. Why would I know this word, the definition of said word? Unless I was in the medical field or anything, like, why would I just have common knowledge of this word? Unless this mess around and be like, I don't know, like A&D ointment, and they were like, oh, I should have known that. But I don't know, like, the medical term for what's the name of mine?
It's a chemical compound, the carbon skeleton found in steroids. I'll give you the point if you can tell me how many sides it has, because that's in the word.
Six?
No.
Penta.
A penta. I was looking at penta. Eight. Shit. Oh no, Pentagon. Five. Pentagon.
Six would it be
six? I don't know, man. I thought it might have been like Spanish or something.
Six is hex.
I don't know. Leave me alone. Just you can't help me now. It's over. I don't get the point. You should have helped me like 3 seconds ago.
I was helping you. I was just going to let you do your thing.
What? That's not helping me.
You're right.
The word is MONO. UBIQUITYLATION.
Manubiquitulation. Manubiquitulation.
I can tell by the heavy sigh. I know that. I've got a lot.
Monoubiquitulation. So the mono is separated from the ubiquity.
This one is separated from ubiquity. You got that now? Cool. I was trying to help you.
I hate when English does that.
You hate when English does that?
Man, that was the worst. Right? I hate when English is. My date told me that her master's thesis was on protein. I forgot to say that. And I had no idea what she was talking about in protein. Something sciencey.
Something sciencey? Mm-hmm. There you go. Sign it out, work it out. Seven and a half.
What does it mean?
I feel you on that one. It's the addition of one ubiquitin molecule to one substrate protein residue.
So I had to know what something else
was. No. No. This is my life on this show because of your mom. Look at her over there just having a good time laughing at you, failing. Look at her.
She means well.
Round five.
Jeez, please.
Wait, what?
Right?
No one knows how to pronounce that thing.
The word is ampimesodicotrine.
Didn't Elon Musk name his kid that?
Did he really?
The little, the A and then the E thing, and then it's like X and then 1, 2 or something like that.
If I'm a seductorine.
What?
You're doing great.
If I'm a seductorine. No, because my mom wants to.
Amphimisodicotriane.
She's the person that tells me if I got it right or wrong, and she had to say it like that. That lets you know how unfair this word is. I've never actually seen a word with the A and the E together like that. I don't even know how they're going to put that on the screen. I don't know what character, what letter they hit to actually get this symbol on the screen, which means Farron, by definition, is an asshole. Yep, that's what it means. Yep. I'm going to go ahead and read the sentence now because I have no idea what this means. Fractal patterns can be seen throughout nature, from snowflakes to the word. I have no idea what this word means. It sounds like an organism, like a microorganism or something like that, but I really don't know. Like a, I don't know, microorganism of like or bacteria or something like that. What's it mean?
It is an organism. From considerable research online, it has something to do with cell division and something to do with spines that are four parts on an axis. So either one would work.
Again, why would I know this? Okay, why would anyone outside of a scientist or a cellular study person, I don't know if they have a specific like area of studies. I'm sure they do, like cellular reproduction or something like that. But why would I know that? You know what? Your turn.
The word is HUMUHUMUNUKUNUKUAPUA.
I've heard this word before. The last part I'm unsure about, but I'm gonna go with that.
Say it again.
HUMUHUMUNUKUNUKUAPUA.
Correct.
Okay.
I didn't realize she was saying a real word at first. I thought she was making fun of me or something. Where is that all? What was that from? Moana?
It's a Hawaiian capital, I think. Something with Hawaii. That's okay. All I know. And it's not the fish. There's a different fish with the long name. Sorry. But yeah. I'll have to say it again. HUMUHUMUNUKUNUKUAPUA. Is Hawaii's official state this? Question mark. It's not a country. Capital? City? Town?
Which one? Is it the capital? Is it just a city or is it just a town?
Town. Yes.
Is that your final lesson?
City.
Oh, switching it up. Is that your final answer?
Fish.
All right. You know what?
Fish is her final answer, and it is correct.
Okay.
Extra credit.
So now it's to the bonus round, all right? So the bonus round, we each get one index card, which with one very difficult sentence on it. It's a lot of words, long, or something like that. You got 10 seconds to say it as correctly as possible with as little errors as possible. And this is the bonus, right? This can put you over the edge. It's either going to make you lose or it's going to make you lose. I've been counting, all right? I see now I don't need to have a talk with your teachers. I see. A lot of it is user error.
Okay. That was unnecessary.
Sounds of fear, right? It's not nice. You ready?
Yes.
I'll let you pick first. Don't look at it yet.
Don't look at it yet.
All right, I'll go first. You ready, Maya?
Mm-hmm.
Three, two, one. The only people for me are the mad ones, the ones who are mad to live, mad to talk, mad to be saved, desirous of everything at the same time, the ones who never yawn and say a commonplace thing but burn, burn, burn like fabulous yellow Roman candles exploding like spiders across the stores. Why did I get a fucking paragraph? Is this a sauna? What? Is this a whole, this is 16 stanzas to one poem. This is utterly ridiculous.
You said it very well.
Thank you. I know it wasn't the time. It's no way possible. Who am I, Twister? I know I can say that in 10 seconds or less. You ready? Go ahead.
Every native everywhere lives a life of overwhelming and crushing banality and boredom and desperation and depression, and every deed, good and bad, is an attempt to forget this.
Yes. Okay. Yes and right. Yes.
Yay. Go me.
The kid won. Yay. Pulling to the front with her extra credit.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy for her.
And Tahir did not win. It gave it a good go.
This was up.
Well, this was fun. This was really interesting. You know what I'm saying? To see how your mother would handle picking words for both of us, and she did exactly what I thought she was. She was a creep. And I just need you to know that I get the best gifts in Christmas. Everything cool that you're going to get this year came from your boy. You know what I'm saying? And everything that wasn't cool, like these words, you know, they came from. You know what I'm saying? So. You want to tell the people where they can find you? You got anything going on? What you want to look out for? K-pop groups you want to shout out? Anything like that? Nothing? You want to just sign off and say? Just close it up?
Go ahead.
No, just go ahead. Well, you want to say bye to the people? Okay. You know, you good on that too? Cool. All right. You want to say hi to anybody? You shout out your friends? Nope, not anything that. And what about your grandmother? You want to just, okay, just keep it going? Okay, cool. Anybody you want to try to get a brandy? Okay, just keep it going. All right, guys, that's been another episode of Word in His Heart. Thank you guys so much for watching.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.